Now, language teaching in the Czech Republic has been big business since the fall of communism, with many people hoping that improving their language skills will increase their job prospects. Now, however, there has been a suggestion that up to 30% of the country's language schools could go to the wall in the not-too-distant future. Chris Johnstone has been finding out why.
In many big Czech cities, it almost seems that every major street has its own language school. The Prague phone book alone has around 100 language schools listed. But the sector, which boomed in the 1990s following the fall of the Iron Curtain and rush above all to learn English, is now facing a severe crunch. The Association of Language Schools and Agencies, one of the industry's two main umbrella bodies, predicts that 20 to 30% of existing schools and businesses could close their doors within a year. Association Vice President Petr Pasek says the main factor is the squeeze put on corporate courses. He says companies faced themselves by hard times because of the economic crisis have either cut courses for their employees altogether or are forcing swingeing cuts in the prices charged by schools.
Some Prague big language schools are going down by 20% in their prices, which could kill the smaller ones, because the bigger ones are, they can survive 1 year with worse prices, but whereas the smaller school might have problems.
Mr. Pasek says that company training offers an easy target for cuts, even for companies that still have to feel the brunt of the downturn.
That's either because companies are not doing very well at the moment, or because they're saving money just in case. They are doing fine, but they're cutting down on costs, and the first kind of visible, most visible cost is education for their employees.
Some language schools rely on company training for around 80% of their income, and even if they are able to redirect themselves towards general courses for the public, there is not much hope on that front either. Marketa Pokorna is the owner of a mid-sized Prague language school, which employs around 30 teachers. She says public courses are also feeling the pinch.
Households are also trying to save money, so from my experience, the public courses are more reduced than the businesses.
Ms. Pokorna says language schools are cutting courses and teachers. While she has not yet heard of any schools going bust, the harsh lessons from the economic downturn are likely to be learnt when course enrolment begins again in September.
Thanks to Chris Johnstone for that report.